Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Sure.
Where you at?
Yeah. Live from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
Tuesdays, you know what that means? Tonight, I allow you, the listener, the caller, the author, the art, the artist, the movie maker, no matter what you do, tonight, I allow you to call in, promote yourself for free. I won't send you a bill that we won't have no problem. You dig? So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get into it. Don't forget, you know what the number is, but you got to press 1 if you want to talk. 424-243-9619. I got an interview for you coming up today. Let's see, what else I got? I got some Flex Coupon. I got a lot of hot music for y'all, so just stick with me. DJ E-Monster, my music plug, Rep My City TV, True Beyond Entertainment, Thuggin' and Buggin' Daycare on the weekend. So, all right, let's go ahead and jump into a little quick Monster Mix. Let's see, don't forget we are interactive on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, and Tumblr. Everything's Monster US Radio or DJ E-Monster.
You are now in the mix, the Monster Mix. Mix. DJ E-Monster, my music plug.
Get in.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into it. I hope y'all ready. You about to get plugged. Hey. with us. Roll with us. My Music Plug Minnesota. It's about to get monstrous on your favorite radio network.
The girl said she love the way I walk on. The girl said she love the way I talk on. The girl said in kicky like a boss. The girl is on the floor, now she's screaming up. She want me. You know it's that time of morning. I turn up and I know she want me. Blowing on the strong. She say she love the way that I put on. But yo, white pre, white pre, white pre. I got your main girl bossing on the beat. Spotlight on you, girl, let me see. Most of all, me love me brown thing, them 5-4 caramel skin tone. And baby, know she bad to the bone. And I'm a little photo, just pulled a 4 on the 4. And shawty should've known that I peeped the ass from the door. And I don't usually do this cause I stay off in my zone. But right now, I'm really putting on. I'm finna pull up in a song. White pre, white pre, white pre. Got your main girl dancing on the D. Spotlight on your girl, let me see. Tick tock for me, catch it, B. No, he mad cause he probably wanna be me.
Woo!
I'm making it look easy. Finna take somebody girl home with
it's about
me.
To get monstrous.
The girl said she love the way I walk on. The girl said she love the way I talk on. The girl said and kick it like a boss. The diamonds on the floor, now she's screaming out. She want me. You know it's that time of morning. The girl I turn up and I know she want me. Blowing on the strong. She said she love the way that I put on. Girl, I broke it down and she know she the baddest in the place, girl. Who got the keys to the GG? And baby whispered in my ear, say she a free free. On Monday, so she said she have a sneeze deep. It makes she want to run now, she screaming about her deep sea, believe it. Man, I got it, so you know we not weird. TikTok, girl, mash up the place. TikTok, me a love up your waist. Girl, I broke it down and she know she the baddest in the place, girl. Baddest in the place, girl.
DJ E Monster, in the Monster Mix.
So hey, check it out. We got Crisis Fresh over here. The interview starts in about 7 minutes. So like, comment, and share the link. We gonna keep knocking. Crisis Fresh interview coming up right after this.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's S80. New music. The Monstrous Radio Syndicated Show. Up next. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and keep plugging away. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He goes some club music. Yeah, you know who that is. Let's go. Left turns.
We the best music.
Better make a smile when you see that bitch. Money don't make me happy. We smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Shining, 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 yeah.
Slow me down. Yeah, I dropped the top out the coupe.
petty, petty, I've been winning steady. Yes, and yes, they all up on your grill, oh boy. Popping off, left them out, thought, yeah, boy. Came on 97, winning 20 years, boy. Oh. All is good, I don't feel bad for it. Yeah, when you see me smile, you can't be mad at it. Yeah, money don't make me happy. And a fella can't make me fancy. We smiling for a whole other reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Shining, 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 yeah. All of this money, I've been losing my mind.
One more minute, and we'll be with Crisis Fred.
Don't try to hold me down. Nah. Don't try to hold me down. Nah. Hey.
Yeah.
Another one. Another.
Make a way. One ain't enough, I need two. And that means the ace with the deuce. Hit a triple-double in the garden. I got my left wrist like I'm Harden. Ran to the dealer, boy, twin Mercedes.
Put your hands
European
up.
Trucks for the twin babies.
Knock
don't let me
up.
Have a son, I'm a fool. Send them to school and all my dreams. I want a boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage, savage, savage. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage, savage, savage. I shoot even where I'm with 12 solo albums, all platinum. I know you ain't, I ain't talking numbers right. I know you ain't, I ain't talking summers right. I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you were running right. Plain paddock, Ben had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a pallet. Shining,
shining, shining, shining, shining, yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind.
Jay-Z, Beyonce, uh-huh, they really shining. So, all right, we in a monster mix. Let's go ahead and start this monster size. It's time to get up, move that body, uh-huh. So let's go. This is Choo Choo. If you in college, let's go. Go.
Coming live straight out of Nashville. All Florida State University, Jackson, Mississippi, Baton Rouge.
Time to show up, baby.
Poof out there.
Uh-huh. Monster mix.
We throw that beat. Then we throw that beat. Throw that beat. Stomp, stomp. Lean left to right. Cap tight. Then we bust that beat down. Then we bring it down. Run out.
Still feeling I'm Jewish. I still ain't trying to bump you. I'm just dancing to the music. Poof out step. Like that crooked letter do it. Can't nobody do it like them black colleges do it. Nobody do it like Baton Rouge do it. You're from the swag camp, put your hands up. Acting bad in the club, cause I got my bands up. Your college ain't stumping like my college cutting up. Your band ain't rolling like my band turned up. Turned up to the max. 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 Turned up, turned up to the max. You can't do it like we do it, you ain't stepping like that.
Yeah. Okay. The ice about that time. Let's go over here, open up the lines, and get with our guest for tonight. It's going to be Crisis Fresh. So let's go over here and talk with him right quick. So let's go ahead and get it in. Don't forget, people, you can interact with the show if you'd like to ask him a question, give him a shout-out, or whatever you'd like to do. 424-243-9649. And I'm going to say it slow for those of you that caught the little short school bus and they used to make you wear the helmet with a visor so you wouldn't lick the window. It's 424-243-9649. Push the big buttons, player. So, all right, let's go over here and check in with our guests for tonight. His name is Christ Express. He's here from in the Twin Cities. He's an R&B artist I've been admiring for a long time, coming up in the game. So let's go ahead and give him a monstrous introduction. So what's good, Christ Express? Is that you there, bro?
Yeah, what up, though? Can you hear me?
That's what's up. Yeah, we got you, bro.
Okay, what's good with it, man? What's up? What's up, Monsters okay. Radio, Christ Express in the building, Northside, Minneapolis, represent.
Uh-huh. All right, that's what's up. All right, so first off, you know, and I'm going to ask you this a couple times throughout our quick interview, you know, because I want people to wake up tomorrow and be drilled in their head. As soon as they wake up, they know where to go find you. So go ahead, tell the people, bro, where they can find you on social media.
Well, on my Facebook, it's Crisis Fresh. Twitter's Crisis Fresh. Instagram, Crisis Fresh. And then my Snapchat, yeah, I got hacked at one point, so it's Crisis Fresh without the H at the end. You can find all my music on Apple Music, Tidal, Pandora, Google Play, all the streaming networks. The album comes out March 17th, man. It's on pre-order right now on Amazon. File for New to Probate, man. The first studio album that I'm dropping since my Southern mm-hmm. Smoke with DJ Smalls I dropped like 4 or 5 years back.
Okay. Well, I always like to help people get to know artists a little bit better because I think, you know what I mean, they can enjoy your music a little bit more when they can feel they have a connection with you by, you know what I mean, you know, by your lifestyle. So, you know, before we get a little bit more into your music, your new album and things like that, go ahead and tell the people, you know what I mean, who is Crisis Fresh outside of the music business? Who are you as a person?
As of right now, the music business is consuming my life. That's what I'm doing. That's my career. That's what I want to do, you know what I'm saying? But I guess I'm Minneapolis raised, GA born. I've been in Minneapolis since like 93, you know what I'm saying? My background for music comes from my cousin. He was a part of this group called The Professionals with Syph and Gaetano Lucchese. They had a group, and he used to always be doing music, and I was always around studios, and my other cousin used to DJ, you know what I'm saying? So after a while, I kind of started doing it, but I was doing it to myself. I wasn't really doing it out loud because I was kind of stage fright. And then I started helping one of the homeboys, Lex, RIP to him, man. He used to sing, and I used to help him practice for talent shows and stuff like that. And then one day I was helping him practice, and I was singing Donnell Jones, Where I Want to Be. And he's like, damn, dude, you could sing. Like, why aren't you up here singing with me? I'm like, nah, man, I ain't into all that. And then when I went down to school in Atlanta to Morris Brown, there was some guys on there putting together a Morris Brown mixtape, and I saw them on a couple of the joints on there. And then once I did my first performance at the homecoming show we had, man, I've been at it ever since. And then when I finally got back up here in Minnesota in 2007, I just went all gas, no breaks, man, just trying to learn the game, make sure I'm doing everything right. I released the Southern Smoke with DJ Smalls. Did some pretty good numbers, but my business wasn't in order, so I didn't really have the stats and stuff to show to any labels or A&Rs or to build the partnership that I would like to build with it, a possible label or something like that. So I had to get back and get my business right. So I went and got my LLC for my business, and I got in the studio with Jay Isaac, man, and we started working on this project. It took a little longer than I expected, but I wanted to make sure everything was right. I wanted to make sure that the concept and everything was tight and going to be understood when people listen to it. It's here now. So 3/17/17, mm-hmm. 5 for New to Probate, man. It's coming.
Okay. That's what's up. So, what can people expect from this album you got coming? Should we expect our ballads? What can we expect?
Well, the style I started off doing, I used to call it Hood Harmony, where it's more of like it's more Nate Dogg, Devin the Dude, kind of Nelly influence, but after I dropped my first song that I ever dropped, Game Recognized Game, people start throwing me in the R&B ramp, so I'm like, whoa, I don't know if I really want to be really singing like that, but that's why I had to go get with somebody that I admire in the music game out of Minneapolis, Jay Isaac, and I had the song, but you know what I'm saying, he helped me make sure that I got them arranged right, that I was singing them right, so the album really, it starts off kind of fast-paced, more with kind of the hood harmony stuff, and then I gradually take it into the R&B stuff. So I got a couple of ballads on there. I got a couple of sounds that I know people never heard from me I don't think when you listen to the album, if you don't know me or if you don't know who you're listening to, you'll probably think that each song is a different person because I didn't get stuck trying to do the same sound on every song. I tried to make sure that I gave some diversity and show what I can do throughout the whole album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to throw on a track right quick, you know what I mean, so people can get to know you a little bit better. And then when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, working with Jay Isaac, because a lot of people know who Jay Isaac is. Jay Isaac is one of those artists that, you know, we can honestly say, like, not too many, I guess you could say on the hip-hop tip, not really on the R&B tip, because they always try to say who's the king of this or, you know, who's breaking out or who's that new hot artist or whatnot. And at one time, Jay Isaac was that dude. You dig? So I'm going to play a track, and then we can come back and talk about working with him. I'm going to play a track that I actually originally heard, and, you know what I mean, I became a fan instantly when I heard this, is because I can relate to it. It's real shit, and how you did it, I love how you put it all together musically. You dig? So go ahead and give us a nice, monstrous introduction to your track, Game Recognizes Game, or Game Recognizes Game.
Like I said, this is one of the first songs that I ever recorded, actually, and it was pretty much just based on one of those situations where, you know, when you're in a situation and somebody else in the situation might turn out different to me, but I gave it the spin of, you know what I'm saying, your girl like me with you, she don't do the things that she would do with me, so you know what I'm saying, and I had to use the sample from the Mac when I first heard it, so that's why I took it down that road. And gave it this feel. So Monsters Radio, here is my single, Game Recognize Game, video on Bevo right now. Check it out. Cheer.
Baby boy track. I mean, you know the rules of the game. I mean, your bitch just chose me. Now we can settle this like you got some class, or we can get into some gangster shit.
Tried my style, brought his girl around me and she winked at my smile. Guess he didn't know I'm a pimp, can't be mad at me. I know a bra's anatomy and motives in her brain. Can't recognize game. Tried my style, brought his girl around me and she winked at my smile. Guess he didn't know I'm a pimp, can't be mad at me. I know a bra's anatomy and motives in her brain. Can't recognize game. Just flush with these skirts and they're ready to roll. $1, you can get him to slide down the pole. If your game tight, you can get her to stand outside and freeze the cold and get your dough. Remember she give her her best, she's your bottom hoe. Now these niggas should know better about bringing the girls around. These niggas with these fancy cars and clothes, diamonds and golds, money and bank rolls. Now we mad cause this girl chose approaching me like he wanna throw blows. I ain't fighting over no chick. How the hell you gon' try to check a pill? Better check your bitch. Forgot the rules to the game. Well, homie, read the script. Now it's after the week and get into some gangster shit. You already lost your wife, but don't lose your life. I gave a chance to choose over and she chose me twice. Ain't my fault you lame. And I fly like a plague to see. We'll recognize, real in game. Recognize game. Tried my style. Brought his girl around me and she winked at my smile. Guess he didn't know. This game is simple, boy, it just wasn't meant for ya. The game is 90% mental with 10% physical. Thought she loved you cause she told you that when you was sticking up. But really, homeboy, she was just tricking ya. Yeah, she was pipping ya. That little 5 minutes really didn't do shit for her. When you got done, yeah, she called pipping up. And I gave her the script. Just make your next move, your best move, and we can get rich. Cause see, I balls with the best of them. Yeah, I invest in them. They say Pippin died, well, nigga, I'm resurrecting it. Get her to put a best in it to get that cash. And trick niggas like you who just want that ass. And I'ma take it all the way up top. Where your game peak at, homie, my shit start. Oh, yeah. I stay fresh and this thing getting changed. Cause real recognize, real in game recognize game. Tried my style, brought his girl around me and she winked at my smile. Guess he didn't know I'm a pimp. Can't be mad at me, I know bra's anatomy and motives in her brain. Game recognize game. Tried my style,
Brought his girl around me and she winked at my smile. Guess he didn't know I'm a pimp. Baby lied to me, I know.
I'm going to go ahead and stop that right there. And Crisis Fresh, tell them where they can find that right now if they want to hear the rest of that song. Where can they find it?
It's on Apple Music. It's on Tidal. It's on Spotify. It's on Rhapsody. Like I said, the video right now is on Vivo, shot by High Def. Yeah, so you can go any of those places and check it out.
That's what's up. When you check out the video, make sure you like, comment, and share it, and make sure you let them know you heard it on Monsterous Radio. Get it? So, all right, bro. So, all right, so go ahead and tell us, what was it like working with Jay Isaac? Because that's a big thing. And I know Jay Isaac, he don't just work with anybody.
Right. Yeah, it was actually pretty dope, man. Because, like, before that, like I said, I was just mostly doing, like, the hood harmony stuff. The stuff that's, like, is rap lyrics. But kind of like that's what I consider game recognized game. I consider it more hood harmony than R&B because it's, like, I'm not really fully singing, and that's besides the chorus. I'm in the verses. I'm kind of, it's a rap flow, but it's in a harmony. You know what I'm saying? And since I can't sing, it happens to sound a little different. But when I actually got with him, he helped me open my voice up a little more. You know what I'm saying? I actually got a couple songs on there that he actually played the piano on, and I'm singing on the song Really Do, Did You, and then a song I got called Miracles. He actually just played the piano on. It's just him on the piano and me just singing. You know what I'm saying? But it was dope, man. I learned a lot. I was able to, you know what I'm saying, consult him as far as, like, what the things I should do as far as making sure my business is right when it came to releasing the CD. So making sure I got my sound scan and everything registered and all that. Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to chart, man. I'm trying to chart with this project. That's why I got the pre-releases going. I done got some sales so far, man. So I'm hoping they can go up a little bit more before the 17th. And then when the 17th comes, I'm going full-fledged, man. Not only online, I'm getting the hard copies pressed up with the barcodes on them. So every time I make a sale, I can go pay in on the taxes, man. Cause I'm trying to hit that billboard this time around for sure. So.
Right. Okay. Now, is that one of the tracks that you perform live on stage? And when is the next event that you have coming up?
Talking about the ones with J.I.?
Period. Any events you got coming up in the future?
Oh, as of right now, the only thing it's tentative. I'm not really too sure if it's locked in or not, so I don't really say, but I got something coming up in April, A-Bar MJG possibly. And then I'm going out to Atlanta to do a show. And then I'm working on a few other shows right now. I'm trying to just get some more spot dates like throughout the country right now. So I can promote the album, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a hand-to-hand person, you know what I'm saying? I did 15,000 with the Southern Smoke, so I'm trying to double that this time around and make sure that I actually got the stats accounted for, not just the fact that I know what I did, you know what I mean?
Right.
But
okay.
The last show I did here was with Donald Jones.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, the last show I did here was I did the Donald Jones and RL. I did that on February 10th, and I did a couple of the songs that J.I. produced on there, along with the stuff that people know, like Game Recognized Game and Real R&B. But other than that, right now, it's just, the game is changing for me, so it's like, it ain't no more free shows, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to trying to get these promoters aligned and realize that if y'all want me to come do a show, I'm going to give a show, you know what I'm saying? I got my own DJ. I actually got dancers, you know what I'm saying? I got to get outfits for it. Stuff like that. So it's like, I'm not finna fund that out of my own pocket and then help you fill a venue with a crowd and you not pay me. That them days dead. Most definitely. So it's more
okay.
It's a business.
Well,
it's a music business, so I'm gonna treat it like one.
All right. Well, definitely go ahead and tell the people how they can take, because you are moving around a lot. Last I heard, you was in Cali, and that was just not too long ago. So just tell the people, you know, any promoters or anybody who might be listening that might need it, tell them how do they get a hold of you to conduct business to talk about doing some tour dates.
Well, right now you just contact me directly at crisisfresh@gmail.com for any booking inquiries right now. Yeah, that's the best way to reach me is through email, because I check my emails every day. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the best way to reach me. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me on the email.
So, all right, so let's go ahead and slap another track on right quick, and then we'll come back. And don't forget, people, there's quite a few people over here. Don't forget, you got to press one if you want to talk, you want to shout out. Let Crisis Race know how you feel about his track, whatever, whatnot. Make sure you press one, and when we come back, we're going to talk with him some more, and then we'll open up the line. You dig? And then we'll definitely open it up for some more people to take over on Tuesday. So all right, bro, I want to play your track. This is called Real R&B. Can you set us up for that? We'll have you tell us about it when we come back. But just go ahead and set up, give us an introduction for your track, Real R&B.
Well, this is another single off the album, Five from New to Probate, coming on March 17th. It's called Real R&B. The video is now available on Vevo also. Make sure you go check that out. Produced by my homeboy Checkmate. Crisis Fresh, Real R&B, Chip.
That's what's up. Shout out to Checkmate.
The club is cracking, is she ready for some action? Grinding on my kind, trying to see what I was packing. I whispered in her ear, don't start what you can't finish. She gave me a grin and said, I'm gonna give you the business. God is my witness. She put my hands down her drawer. She put my finger on her spot, put it out and licked it off. I'm like, must be the alcohol. She said, no, it's the R&B. She wanna hear some real R&B. So she can make love to me. So I'm like, ooh. She like, yeah. She like, yeah. She wanna hear some real R&B. So she can make love to me. So I'm like, ooh. She like, yeah. And I told her four shots up at four shots up. I told her to the DJ, told him keep playing them love songs. Some Harvin, some Luther, some Isley between the sheets. I got her hot and ready, and she said she coming home with me. Hell's TP3, got her dripping on my seat. Said she can't control herself, this is what she saying. She wanna hear some real R&B.
Tell them when that's released again, bro. Ooh, wee music.
3/17/17, man. The probate. File for new to probate, man. Can't wait for everybody to hear.
Right. Hey, now that's another hot producer right there, Checkmate. Big shout out to him for always putting it down on everything he touches. So, bro, he don't work with just anybody. So tell us, how did that all come along, and, you know, what was up with the song?
Well, I came up by writing the song after I released the Southern Smoke. The Southern Smoke was more Hood Harmony than it was R&B. Actually, pretty much all Hood Harmony, but it was a couple songs on there. I had a song, a couple of R&B songs on there, and we was out at the State Fair. We sold some CDs, and like later that day, we seen somebody that we sold a CD to. Like, we were trying to sell them a CD again. They're like, she like, no, I already bought the CD. And then she started singing one of the songs. She was like, yeah, I need to hear more of that. I need to hear more of that real R&B. You give me more of that real R&B, I might do some things to you. And I'm like, damn, like right there on the spot, I came up with the chorus in my head. So when I got home, I wrote down the chorus, and then I wrote the rest of the song. And then I hit Deckmate up, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's, he been one of the homies, you know. Then we was in that group, Team R&B, together a little while after that. But I hit him up. We got in the studio. I started singing the song. He started playing the beat to it, and voila. Next thing you know, we had a song.
Right. Okay. Okay. Y'all definitely got a hitter right there. And, hey, I'm glad you brought up the thing, Team R&B. And I'm definitely going to open up the line here in just a moment. We do have somebody over here pushing one. We're going to see how they feel about the music. But, bruh, that was one of the hottest R&B squads out of the Twin Cities, for real, for real. What's the scoop with that? Whatever happened with that? Are you guys still around as a squad?
You know, I still deal with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Trilla, King Reckless, Remedy. Remedy, actually, he's on the album. And then, you know, Checkmate. But I don't know, man. We gotta sit down and we gotta get it figured out, because everybody's on different wavelengths. You know? At the time we thought we were on the same wavelength. When you got five stepper artists trying to do something so monumental, you actually have to have somebody overseeing it. And that wasn't the case, and it just didn't work out the way that it should have worked out. Because if it would have worked out the way it would have been, man, I think it really would have took off. But I couldn't hold on to the hopes of that working out no longer. You know what I'm saying? I had to go ahead and put my solo career back in the forefront. So it's that time now. 2017, it's on.
Right, right. Well, it's all about you now, bro. It's all about you now, but damn! That could have been like the next Black Street, Jagged Edge, so on and so forth. So I'm glad to see you're still out here doing your thing. So, all right, let me go over and check in with the line right quick, see how they feel about, you know, maybe they got a question or something, you know, maybe give us a comment or something about the music. So, I know who this is. I just don't know which one of y'all is, so I'm just going to call the number out. Y'all heard that bing in your ear. 561-279, you know who y'all is. Tell the people who y'all are. Monsters Radio Live, Takeover Tuesday with Crisis Fresh.
What's going on, man? This is your boy, man, from PSE Promotions. This is Elvis.
What's good, bro?
Downstop Promoter. What's going on, E-Monster? What's good, man?
I was listening to your boy right there, man.
Your boy's hot, man. Yo, I like it. I like it. I was over here vibing to it. You know what I mean? And we were comparing it to, like, you know, a little bit of R. Kelly mixed in with a you know, a couple of other artists, Rod or Isley. And we was comparing it to that. And you know, it's good. It's hot, man. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations on your mix down. It sounded great. You know what I mean? Whoever, you know, put it together, man, knows what they're doing. And, you know, we'd probably like to work with you as well. You know what I mean? And I know, E-Monster, you got his number over there and all that, right? I didn't get to hear his info. I came in, like, you know, a little bit after that. But you got all the info, right?
Yeah, I can definitely make sure you guys connect. Elvis from, he's definitely out of Florida. He's doing a lot of things. He does touring, a lot of things with promotions and big things. So either way it goes, Crisis, that'll be a good look. I'm just saying. For real, for real.
Yeah, I'm always willing to work, man. I ain't Hollywood. I'm still in the hood, baby. I'm trying to work with anybody that's willing to work for me. I appreciate the compliments, brother.
That's what's up, man. You know, this is Elvis from ESC Promotions. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with my man, Vibe One. He's my main producer. We've been doing this for, like, you know, 22 years. We've been, you know, going at this. So I'm going to put him on, let him introduce himself and say a few things as well.
Okay. Monster and all the squad, man. This is Vibe One from Vibe Beats. How y'all doing tonight?
What's good,
bro?
What's going
on, brother?
Damn, Monster.
No doubt, man. Yo, I love the music, man. It was really dope. Actually, both of those tracks I just heard you playing were really nice, man. Just wanted to send a shout out to y'all for putting in that work and making that music sound good, man. Yeah, like we were saying, it reminded us both of that R. Kelly vibe, but, like, with your own little swing to it, it sounded real dope, man. It was clean.
I appreciate that, bro. Much love.
No doubt, man.
We definitely gonna work, then. If you're a producer, I definitely need some tracks. So let's. When I get off this line, I'll make sure E-Monster hook us up so we can get some work in.
No diggity. Yeah, man. So.
Okay.
I hope everything's been going well up there, man. It's going lovely down here. We plugging away at this music and working on some good projects, man. And getting ready to do some big things, man. We got a couple of projects nearing completion. We're gonna start putting some stuff out here that we're going to be sending your way pretty soon so we can start, you know, getting some exposure up that way. And we love y'all up there, man. You guys got such a good vibe, Monster. And, you know what I mean? We want to definitely show some love to y'all. And we're going to come up to your neck of the woods and do some performances too, man. So it's lovely.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely stick around because after the interview, you know what I mean, we'll end it up here in a couple moments here. But, you know, after the interview, I play a couple more tracks, and then we open it up again, you know what I mean, let people take over and you get more in-depth on, you know, the shows and the things that you actually do, where people can find your beats and things like that, hook up with you guys for touring and all those type of things as well. So definitely stick with us.
No doubt. We're here, man. We're here.
Yeah, we're here, man. We ain't going nowhere.
All right, that's what's up. So, all right, Crisis Stress. So, go ahead, tell the people how they can find you again on social media. Matter of fact, before you do that, tell them, I know what it means, but tell them what your name means, because I didn't figure it out until after we booked the interview. Now, all this time I knew you, I thought that was just how you just said your name. You think I thought it meant something else, but I think I figured out what it really means. So, I think it'll help people figure out how to type it in when they do find it, look for your social media. So as you give it to them, tell them first, how did you come up with the name Crisis Fresh?
Well, the crisis part, which is C-R-I-S-I-S, it came from my uncle. He had been locked up for about 15, 20 years. They finally just freed him earlier this year, man. But, you know, that was my way of paying homage to him. And then the fresh part came from my family up here. We go by the Get Fresh family. So, you know what I'm saying? We put fresh at the end of everything. But it correlated in correlation to music. I pretty much feel like the music game is in a crisis and they need a fresh sound, a fresh look, and I'm it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. See, I was wrong. See, that's what I thought it originally meant. But I think the best way to remember it is Chris is fresh. It is, but just without the A.
Now that's my uncle's real name. My uncle's real name is, you know what I'm saying? So that's why they called it Crisis, but... Growing up, they always said I acted like him, and then by the time I actually got older in age, he was locked up, so my way to pay homage to him was just use Crisis as my stage name. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what's up. So, okay, go ahead again and tell them how to connect with you on social media.
Facebook at Crisis Fresh, Instagram at Crisis Fresh, Twitter at Crisis Fresh. And Snapchat is Crisis Fresh without the H. I had some hacking problems earlier in the day when Snapchat first started. So my name doesn't have the H at the end of it, so it's just Crisis Fresh. You know what I'm saying? But you can find me on all those joints. And then, like I said, you can find all my music. It's on Pandora, on Apple Music, Spotify, Rhapsody, Tidal, Tweezer, all them sites that you're doing the digital streaming and download now. To find all my music on there at Crisis Fresh.
Okay, there y'all go. Ty, any last words you want to put out there, or you know, anything you want to tell us, you know what I mean, make sure the people know, you know, before we end up ending the interview.
Man, just make sure y'all go check me out on 317-17, man. And whatever streaming service you use is gonna be on there. It's Spy Alpha New to Probate. Spy Alpha New is spy. It means spy ass niggas. It's my own type of brand of frat that I came up with when I was in college, and I use it in correlation to the music because the music industry is a fraternity. So this is my probate into the music fraternity. If people don't know what a probate is, that's what the fraternities and sororities have when they when people cross over and become a part of the fraternity. You know what I'm saying? They have a probate for them. So the actual album is like a sonic sound probate. It's me probating. It's 17 full songs and it has 7 chants on it that I'm chanting. And the album is based around what I like to call the 5 principles of fresh, which is keep a fresh life, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I'm telling you, when y'all hear it, it's going to be, I'm hoping it's going to be something that everybody, I know it's going to be something that a lot of people like, but I'm just hoping everybody just appreciate the work and the art that I actually, and the time that I actually put in to make sure I put out a good project and not just anything, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's on pre-order right now on Amazon. Just look it up, Crisis Fresh, Phi Alpha Nu, it's P-H-I-A-L-P-H-A-N-U. And it's the probate, D-A-P-R-O-B-A-T-E. You know what I'm saying? 317-17, it's time to go.
And remember, everybody, if you missed any of that information, you can connect with me directly, monsterusradio@gmail.com, or you can run back to archive 365 24/7 whenever you're ready. You dig? Just like, comment, share the link as well. I'll get that out some way, somehow. So, all right, bro, so I got another track of yours to spin. Actually, I got two of them. I'm going to play one on the way out, and I'll play one more a little bit later on in the show. I got one. It looks like it's like a opener or something. I like this one. I won't complain. I'm not talking about, like, I won't complain. No, that really, that's the name of the song, people. Yeah. I won't complain.
It's a gospel song. It's a gospel song, I won't complain. It's, I ended up using that song because that song comes in the soul section of the album. Like, I have the album broke down, like, into those five sections, into those five principles of fresh. So, and during the soul section, I open it up with I Won't Complain, and I use that because when somebody in my family passes, somebody close, I usually get brought up and asked to sing I Won't Complain. So that song goes in to the song Miracles, which leads into Brighter Day with Javante, with Javante Patton, which I also have a video for, too. But, yeah, I mean, I hope everybody liked it, man. I hope everybody appreciates the art and what I was trying to bring to the game, what I'm trying to bring to the game with the album, man. Like I say, 317-17, man, I think a lot of people are going to be pleasantly surprised because a lot of people haven't heard me in a lot of these forms that I'm actually delivering on this album.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Well, matter of fact, then we're going to run them back-to-back then. So, I'm doing an interview with us, Crisis Fresh. Monster salute to you, bro. Make sure I get all the links, the things like for your videos and those type of things, so I can make sure they get posted in the Monsters Radio group, and the Monsters Radio page and the .com. You know what I mean? So, we'll do everything we can over on this side to help push you, and help, get your stuff in other markets. And if it's all right with you, I'll add you to the DJ pack. You just let me know which song you want in there, and then I'll add you to the pack that I send out to all the DJs that I know when they ask me for that hot new music.
Okay, that's a bet. And then the other single that's on there, too, besides Brighter Day, because it's four singles that I'm actually going with, and I'm going to shoot a video for this one. It's called Friday. Friday, that's the club joining some more up-tempo, more of the West Coast. I did more of the Nate Dogg style on that one. But, yeah, Brighter Day has a video. Real R&B has a video. Can't Recognize Game has a video. And then the video for Friday, I'm going to be shooting that real soon, so. If anybody's in Minneapolis and they want to be in it, just make sure y'all be on the lookout for the info so y'all can come participate. And, you know what I'm saying? We're going to turn up one time.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Well, definitely make sure I get the information. I need to be in somebody's video. It is what it is. All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. this right here is going to be I Won't Complain. And then right after that, it's going to be Brighter Day right here with Crisis Fresh on a Takeover Tuesday with DJ E Monster. On Monsters Radio, live.
I've had my good day. I've had some hills to climb, and I've had my weary days. In some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things are over. All of my good days, I'd wait my bad days, and I won't complain. 'Cause God been good to me. He's been so good to me. What in this whole world could ever be to me? So I say thank you, Lord, and I won't complain.
The grand jury has found the evidence is just not there to charge a police officer in connection with the death of a civilian. Eric Garner, full-time.
Walter Scott, Trayvon Martin, Freddie Gray, Terrence Franklin, Michael Brown. Violence is nothing new in this North Minneapolis neighborhood. South Minneapolis, where at least three people were shot overnight. A fight on a Metro Transit 5 leads to yet another deadly shooting.
So much pain in this world that we live. We're losing our minds, masking it with liquor pills. High blood pressure, stressing over family and the bills. So you take your chances, hoping that you stay out of jail. The chance to get killed by a civilian is as high as a cop. Everybody climbing over each other to get to the top. But if we really work together, we can find a way out. All that blaming other people really has to stop. Poverty and selfishness will be the death of us all. And if you won't stand for nothing, you will fall for it all. You can believe what you want to believe. If you put your mind to it, you can be what you want to be. I ain't been to church in years, feels like I'm losing my faith. Feels like I'm trapped in this world trying to find my place. So I fall to my knees, bow my head and pray. And when he answers, this is what he says.
Even when the rain drops, I'm falling. I'm with you, oh, I'm with you. Even when the rain drops, I'm falling. I'm with you, oh, I'm with you. So don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed. Things will get better, there's a brighter day. So don't be discouraged, don't be dismayed. Things will get better, there's a brighter day.
Just so many tears that I don't even cry no more. I poured out so much liquor that I don't even buy no more. And seeing that we only live and die, I throw my hands to the sky and I ask the Lord why. The good die mostly over BS like Concord J's. A little street fame, they call the Benny Street Gang. Like they're trying to make the first 48. Just turned 18, now he probably in the state. When would they learn it's called a trap for a reason? Cause death to jail's the only way that you're leaving. Gotta get the kids more to believe in the money, cars, and clothes, that's all they know. And just as quick as it comes, as quick as it goes. And before you know, you'll be lost on the road. So I fall to my knees, bow my head and pray. And when he answers, this is what
even
he say.
Monsters Radio Live, it's a Takeover Tuesday. Tonight's the only night we allow you, the artist, the listener, the caller, to call in, listen, and take over the show. So I got, what, like maybe one, two tracks to go, and then we're going to open up the lines again and let y'all take over the show. I see a lot of people calling in from the 612-651-561-901. Thanks for tuning in, you dig? So all right, remember, people, press one if you want to talk. But here's another artist from the Twin Cities. He goes by the name of the one and only Black. This is called Let's Talk, Monstrous Radio. This is some Twin Cities R&B. It's so cold up here, you gotta have some cuddles.
Time to communicate, make sure everything's okay. Just speak the truth about what's going on, no matter who's right or wrong. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? The good times and the bad.
Let's talk about.
Just speak about the life that we share and all the love we had. Tell me how you've been doing. Look here for a minute. I've been missing you. Hope you have the same feeling. We gon' chill tonight by the candlelight. I can listen to you all night. Let's take a walk in the park. You're my light when it's dark. Yeshua, my star. If you ever get dim, I'll be around to listen to your heart.
Let's talk about it.
Take time to communicate. Make sure everything's okay.
Let's talk about it.
Speak the truth about what's going on. No who's right or wrong.
Let it know about
what makes you happy, what makes you sad, the good times and the bad.
Let it know about it.
Speak about the life that we share and all the love we have. Now tell me what's the problem. Don't keep it bundled up. Just let the combo flow. I don't wanna lose your love, not even if you're the one who's wrong. Now we can work it out. Let us talk it out. You are my life, and without you, I know that I'll be living the life. Take time to communicate. Make sure everything's okay. Speak the truth about what's going on. No matter who's right or wrong. What makes you happy? What makes you sad? The good times and the bad. Speak about the life that we share and all the love we have.
Keep it moving. I got one more track, and then I'm going to open up the line. So don't forget, artists and people, you can also put in requests live anywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you're an artist, the more you share our links, the more free spins you get. Like this artist right here has been promoting the show all day, Flex Capone. This right here is one of my favorite tracks by him. This is called Blow Your Minds off his mixtape. Pretty sure he's going to press one here in just a little bit, tell y'all where y'all can find it. But this right here is a banger. We open the line right after this. Flex Capone on Twitter. FlexxKapone. Let them know. Eat Monster Sensei. Yes,
kid. Shorty says she wanna roll, so let's get it, yeah. Down the strip, doing that, they running through the lights. Ain't no question, baby, this what we gon' do tonight. We gon' hit Bellagio, throw a couple dice. Girl, I spend it high, get it, I don't check the price. I see you in tight, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get your limelight. You say that you ain't never seen the sunrise. From a presidential suite, all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. That you won't come nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any game. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same. No, no. Girl, I like your face. So focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shout it, what it's gonna take. You're so goddamn fine. That's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you. No. Can't nobody. I say, can't nobody do it.
If you're listening online, you better call in to hear the...
Can't nobody else do it like that. Drop it low to the floor, do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Now let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take them clothes off ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them legs cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make it call me Biggie when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down, what's the best stroke? My stroke, tongue out, down your throat. Nothing else to do, you climaxed, I'm through. 1, 2, 2. Let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. Now show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I love your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I say can't nobody do it like you.
Yeah, it's Flex Capone, the artist out of Mississippi, getting it in. He'll probably be at the South by Southwest. Big shout out to Colossal Records. So, all right, let me go over here and open up the lines with ESE Promotions again with the big homie Elvis. So what's good, bro? Go ahead and take over the show. Tell us a little bit more about what you and the guys do over there with you. As I'm fumbling to get your line
what's
open.
What's good, man? This is your boy Elvis from ESC Promotions. You know, we in the building. Give a shout out to, you know, E Monster and Monsters Radio for having us on. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, man, we were just with Zio, man, at the Coast to Coast. She went in, man. She went in. Yeah. She went in tough, man, you know what I'm saying? She won second place, but
and she wasn't even it was an MC competition, a hip hop competition, and she was doing some singing trip hop. Not even in her genre, and she still took second place at the event. The crowd ate her up, and even without even just spitting fire on a hip-hop level, she still cleaned house, man. It was dope.
Big shout-out to Zio out there, man. Let her do her thing, man.
Zio,
she's doing
shout
it.
Shout-out to you.
Yeah, man. So,
right.
I'm Elvis from ESC Promotions. You know what I'm saying? I be promoting down here in South Florida, and actually, you know what I'm saying, we all over the United States as well, and we about to go international as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, we're on the brink of international, but you can find me at ESC Promotions. Everything. I mean, you can Google ESC Promotions. You're gonna find me. You know what I mean? You can get a hold of me at 772-267-7736. You can find me at my Gmail. It's B as in boy, E as in Elvis, S as in Sam, E as in Elvis, all the way. That's BESE all the way at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We love to work with new artists and, and get the word out there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to turn the mic
right
over to my boy here and let him represent, you know, Vibal Beats. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, it's your boy Vibal
okay.
from Vibal Beats. Shout out to E Monster Monstrous Radio. I mean, definitely you've been showing love to us since we first crossed paths, and I definitely want to thank you for looking out for the people that are in our family. You know, you look out for Senna, myself, ESC Promotions. Elvis has been my dog since way back in the day, and We've been working together for a long time, and it's always been lovely, man. That's my partner forever, man. And also, HD, I'm glad you looked out for him and all of us, man. Like we got a lot of love for y'all, man. You guys are doing big things. Our squad is really starting to build outward, and we're starting to grow and do some extra projects. And just speaking for me personally, I'm starting a worldwide project where I'm going to be working with an artist from every single country in the world. So as it builds out, I'll feed you guys more info on it. But it's going to be crazy. I'm going to be dropping tracks worldwide, literally with every single country, even countries that don't have hip hop. I'm going to be going out there and just recording people chanting and doing whatever. Like, it's going to be crazy, man. We're going to video the journey and turn it into a documentary. So it's this is gonna be something huge, man. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
That's what's up. So, all right, bro, tell people where can they find, you know what I mean, some of your beats, for their production and things like that.
I'm redoing the website at vibalbeats.com, but in the meantime, you can catch some of my tracks on Reverb Nation at www.reverbnation.com/vibalbeats. That's V-I-B as in boy, A-L, beats.com. And it's all regular spelling. So that's reverbnation.com/vibalbeats. You can find me also at vibalbeats.bandcamp.com. And you can find me on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/vibalbeats. But definitely be on the lookout for the website coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll be doing that. It's going to be real lovely, man. We got a lot of music that's going to be posted up there. And I sell and lease beats, so artists, you know, if you're interested, definitely holler at me, and I'll give you my email address, too. My public email is vibalbeats@gmail.com, and just hit me up, man. I have tons of tracks. You're only going to hear a sampling on those other websites, but I have hundreds of tracks available, so, hit me up. I also build custom out for the artists, so just hit me, man.
I'll be down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. So I now is that artist name Vibe One?
Yeah, I also sit, and there is another artist in Ohio that started using the name after I already had it, but you know what I mean? It's just been, we work on two different wavelengths, but we run a lot in the same circles, which is crazy, like Main Flow and a lot of those artists from Cincinnati and all that, because he's from out there. Piacon, like, that's my homie. But, you know, I lived out there for a while, too, so it's real crazy that we both ended up with the same name, but there's no need for us to be battling it out. We got our own circles, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah,
right.
Sit also, you can catch me on tracks. I also sit, I'm more of a New York style artist, even though I don't live in New York, but I grew up in Toronto and T-Dot, and we got similar vibes, man. And so it's, that's the sound you'll get out of me, but I work with all different kinds of music, and same thing in my production. I produce all different types of music. I primarily love that underground hip hop, like in the vein of Stoop. Also, you know, some of the more, universal hip hop, like in the vein of Wyclef. You know what I mean? So I mess with a lot of different sounds. It's not just one thing, but I have a strong love for the underground, but I also work with everything else. I can work with classical music and R&B and hip hop, trip hop, electronic music, you name it. I get involved with all of it. I don't like to be boxed in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So now, I guess I have a track that I do want to run. Now, I don't know if it's you or if it's the other dude. You dig? And I hope it don't cause a fight or nothing around here, because I don't want to be a witness to nothing, because I'm not going to show up in court. That's just what it is. You dig? But I got a track over here by an artist I manage by the name of Senna. Track's called Finally Living. Featuring
Senna's one of my main artists, man. He recorded that in my studio, and that's me rhyming on it with him. And that's my brother, man. He's the godfather of my daughter, man. That's blood to me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to
okay.
Senna. I
that's
love you,
brother. All right, so I got this track, Finally Living. So go ahead, before I spin in some, I got a couple more tracks I got to spin in. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. But go ahead and give us a little setup for this track right here. So how did it come about, this track, Finally Living?
Well, we were working on both an album and a mixtape at the time. And this actually ended up on the first mixtape, Sin City Mixtape Volume 1. And Sin is definitely making some noise right now. And he's been catching the eyes of a lot of different major labels, between Warner Brothers and everybody else. A lot of subdivisions of these large labels have been knocking on his door ever since his video for Stop. By the way, check that out on YouTube. His name is S-I-N-A. The video is called Stop. And he also has a couple of other videos on there you can link to from there. But he's getting a lot of love, man. And so while him and I were working on the album, we started building out on this mixtape. And he recorded the whole thing at my lab, and I produced like a large part of the album we were working on and some tracks for this mixtape. This happens to be working with some Beanie Siegel music, but it's him and I dropping verses, and we chopped up the track a little bit, but it came out real dope, man. Everybody loves this track because it's real for the most part, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not living in the Maldives like I mentioned in the track, but where I came from was from the nothingness of nothing. And same thing with him. We both had our rock bottom times, and this song is all about starting out from nothing and building into something beautiful, man. Like we definitely look out for our people, and this song is all about that, man. It's all love.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And here it is, y'all, right here on a Takeover Tuesday on Monstrous Radio Live.
Thank God the day is really here. We eating better now, breathing in some cleaner air. Guess the right dog, yes, with some millionaires. Look how they treat us now, throwing roses in the sky when the team is hopping off the G5. No, it's the G6. I got the stewardess feeding me more berries like I play for the Knicks. And did I mention street buckets is the click? We about to have this game on lock like a pit shit.
we in the place where the weather stays warm. People staring at the crew cause we got some Tim's on. They say it to themselves like, put them boys on, cause we playing in the sand like we got our minds gone. Look, we from a place where the weather stays cold, and to see 21 is a motherfucking goal. I'm fighting for my life, but sin'll never fold, and never let them see you sweat is what I'm always told. But now we living good, and I'm loving it. My team's eating like we got stock in Publix. No more regulars, we only cop exclusive picks. We flew to Italy just to cop some new whips. You said you call it a Bugatti, yeah, I'm taking it. Give me the off-white, red, and the spearmint. I can't wait for this day, man. I really can't. Bob, man. Bob, I hope you take me there, man.
I will, man.
For real. I hope we do it together, man. Feed our sons, man. Take care of us.
It feels like it was just a minute ago. Mama used to tell me to come in from the cold, just to come into the cold. Heater was broke, life was one sick joke. Moved from T-Dot to FL was shit but hope. Same story when we got here. Pops looking for a job. They all like, no, not here. Outflow mom's tears, but persistence and determination was all we needed to get through the drama we were facing. Family and foreign inefficiency, rubbing our face in the dirt. Paying the rent with maintenance work. A box of tea and a loaf of bread we get each week. Stolen McDonald's ketchup packs and it was all we'd eat. Our toaster was a wire coat hanger placed on the stovetop. But once a week we would go and raid the Ponderosa. Look at us now, we all eating at the best of haunts. And each of us could afford to buy these restaurants. Pockets filled with green and I ain't talking marijuana. Buying penthouse suites with jacuzzis and a sauna. Spending time in the Maldives. Sipping drinks to coconut shells under the palm trees. Still real as rain, won't change the man I am for fame. My close friends are family to me, my circle's still the same. My wife is here to live and prove that God's been good to me. Now I can help somebody else the way it should be.
It don't matter your race, color, creed. Everybody got a story, man. Everybody go through their struggle. Get that ignorant shit out of your mind. I'd like to thank y'all for joining me through Sin City, man. Bob, I'd like to thank you for all the hard work, you know what I'm saying? But until the next time, man, we're going to get at y'all a little bit later. But this is what you call beautiful music. You understand, people? Beautiful music.